John, you've come away from home to a tough place like this against one of the favourites for promotion. You've got a clean sheet, you're taking a point home. Is it a happy dressing room?
I'm happy with the fact that I know how difficult it is to come to a place like this. You know, you've got 17,000 people baying for blood at every opportunity, and it's great. You know what? You know, I applaud them for it, because you want fans to be passionate and you want them to want your team. And there are an honest bunch of people up here, because a lot of them clapped us off at the end. And I had a good bit of banter with a couple of the fans behind me during the game. Smashing. You know, these are the games that you want to play, and it's just a pity that we can't play them every week, and they can. Well, every other week they can. But I know how difficult it is, because I know that the best referees in the world are going to get their arms twisted. And, you know, some of the decisions didn't go in our favour today. And we've come battle hard into that now. And so what we do is we put that out of our minds and we focus on our job. And you've got to say our lads really focused on the job today. We had a game plan. It wasn't to nullify them. It was to try and play our game. And, you know, at times we did pass the ball around them quite well. And we made a couple of great chances, and we nearly scored probably a goal reminiscent to the Brazil one in 1970. So, you know, in fits and starts, we were excellent. But we spoke about behaving like winners, and that's what we've got to try and do. We've got to play with a bit of a swagger about ourselves. We've got to believe that we're going to come to places here and not be settling for a point. As it is, everybody who comes here to be happy with a point. You know, I'm not naive or cheerless or trying to be flippant by saying that, but we've got to believe that we're going to come here and try and win. We're going to go everywhere we play and try and win. Now, I can't speak for every team in the league. There'll be plenty of teams who come here and shut up shop and just go for a 0-0. We haven't done that today. We've tried to win the game. And, you know, they're a good side, Portsmouth, but we're a good side. You know, we're not playing against 17,000 people. We're only playing against 11. And, you know, we'll give as good as we get against anybody in this league. But we want to start winning more games. Now, I've only won one, and that's a concern. The big problem that we had last year in conceding, we've addressed. We've got to now marry that up with scoring goals.
Defensively, and not just your back four, but as a whole unit, you gave virtually nothing away. I think there was two shots on target for Portsmouth.
We did defend really well. I know I shouldn't single anybody out, but Tom Davis, he just belies his inexperience. You know, you'd swear that... You'd think you were mad if someone had said he's only had a handful of league games. And I don't know how, I don't comprehend how. And it's testament to the lad's character there that many of the players under the pressure that he was under there today, he was under a great deal of pressure, like physically with the ball, but with the crowd and what have you, and carrying an injury the way he did after getting hurt in the first half. And there wasn't a hint of him coming off. You know, he was going to go right through to the end. And, you know, I've got to applaud that. And he wasn't alone. You know, people fed off that. And, you know, the defence is starting to look a lot more solid.
One of the things this big home crowd you were talking about wanted in the first half was a red card for Sean McConville after an incident with Ben Davis. How did you see that one?
I don't know why they wanted a red card. If it was only a red card, it could only be for Ben Davis. He's left one on him while he's lying on the floor, then he's jumped up and pushed him. So the referee could have got away with it talking to, but he was in confetti mode at that moment in time, and unfortunately, the mission was probably to get our back four all booked, and that's what duly happens. You know, a lot of it could have been avoided if he'd got his yellow card off for the only really bad challenge of the game, which was done in the first 20 minutes by Gareth Evans, and he decided not to. So,
other end of the pitch, could you have won it? You had a couple of decent opportunities, one good save by the sub-keeper as well.
Yeah, you know, I think probably a draw is a fair result. But we did have a couple of chances that I thought we snatched that, and a couple of weak headers. But we'll get better as the season goes on. One thing I must say as well is, by the week, Jason Mooney's getting better and better and better. And, you know, we had a good chat with the keepers, and Ross is pushing them all away. And, you know, from that being a concern as well, you know, to have two good keepers is certainly a major fillip for us.
And we've talked a lot about fans in this interview, but there were 91 of them in Accrington brilliant. Red over in that corner.
Absolutely brilliant. And, you know, it shouldn't go without saying, and they shouldn't go unrecognised, how much that means to the players. You know, to come down here, it's a long way. I know I've drove to Southampton myself, and it's a terrible journey. It's a terrible journey home as well. So, you know, to go a little bit further to Portsmouth as well. And the money that they spend, the time that they give up, And that's why the players, you know, rightfully go over and their input into what I thought was a great performance.